Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. Buenos noches, amigos. Everybody's going after the Latino vote. Actually, the Republicans aren't. They're very stupid. Jeb Bush, he's pitching the Latinos. But a lot of Republicans don't try for the Latinos. It's like a pretty girl you see at a dance. And she's standing all alone, but you're afraid to go up and ask her to dance because she's so beautiful and you figure she will not say yes. My uncle used to have a saying, I guess he took it from Shakespeare, faint heart never won a fair lady. Okay, so you heard that beautiful song. You think God appreciates a singing? Some people say it's twice as effective as a prayer. Well, I hope you heard it, and I hope you enjoyed it. And they say he's everywhere, so you must have heard it. We got a big controversy. Our Pope is supporting global warming. And everybody's leaving the Catholic Church. Welcome to the bickering Christian religion. I have never seen Christians fall upon one another. The Muslims don't have to do anything. They only got a problem with the Shia, the Sunnah, and the Shia. But it's really sad that Christians, they fall upon each other when we should be united as a country. And in Christ, or in the great Jehovah, Yahweh, whatever you call him. So, having said that, you got to remember that the Pope comes from a poor country, and he was nothing but a poor parish priest. He has been with the poor all his life, just like Mother Teresa. And I was just thinking, I got a flashback. I just pictured Mother Teresa, and I'd love to see a Nancy Pelosi beside her washing a leper's body in the gutters of Calcutta. You think Nancy Pelosi would do that? Yeah, but she makes all the calls for the Catholic Church in California. Unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. So let's talk about what happened today. Today, we had a guy come in and upset the apple cart. And Donald Trump, and he looks better than Jeb Bush, and I thought Jeb Bush was pretty good, but I like Trump. He hits the nail on the head. He is a doer. He gets things done. If he says you'll get a wall across the entire southern border paid for by Mexico, he will do it. He can clean up a bad communist act very quickly. The rhinos go in there. They're going to do the same thing that the demo commos did. They're just going to languish for 4 to 8 years. Trump's got a lot of work to do. He's going to come in. He's going to clean House and Senate. So I like Trump. I like his audacity. Remember Obama came in with the audacity of hope? Yeah. And what was the other thing he wrote about? Things he learned from his father. How to be a good communist. Yeah. Unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. You know anything about Donald Trump's father? He was not as rich as Donald, but he gave Donald his start. And he used to own at the time apartments in Staten Island and all over New York City. But the people, he would go and visit the people in these apartments and make sure everything was all right. And if they called him and they needed something taken care of, he would take care of it. He was a humble man, and he was well liked, not only by his employees but by his tenants. So if a little bit of that rubs off onto Donald, we're going to be okay. And he knows something. He knows how to make money, and he's going to take this welfare state and he's going to turn it into a workfare state, and everybody will have a job whether they want it or not. But I hope he's going to ride roughshod over these guys. And I saw Fox Business. I only watch Fox because all the other stations lie, and Fox is the truthful network. And I saw Charlie Gasparino, who's a Wall Street wizard, expert, Wall Street expert. And Charlie Gasparino said, I've hit some people below the belt, but I'll tell you something. You don't want to mess with Trump. You don't want to mess with Trump. So he is a doer. He gets things done. And he has two favorite words, which will scare the pants off anybody in bureaucratic Washington, D.C. You know what the two words are? You're fired. No, they can't fire us. We have a government union. Well, yeah, who do you strike against? We strike against the people. The people are oppressing us. Unbelievable. You need a union to strike against the American people? Oh, are we in trouble, huh? The world is upside down. So, why do I like him? He says no one owns him. He says, I don't need fundraising. I got my own money. Remember, we had another guy that had his own money and didn't need fundraising. His name was Bloomberg. What a waste of time he was. All he did was he took salt off all the tables in the restaurants. They say that he used to go to pee kiosks with a 32-ounce measuring cup and do short-arm inspections. Short-arm inspections comes from World War II. They had to check the GIs constantly for VD, and they called it short-arm inspections. Now, so let me see here. What do we got? He says no one owns him. If they try to buy him, they're going to have to come up with big bucks. Not like the Clinton inside traders, $1.8 billion. He upsets the political apple cart, and that's great because that means everybody's got to come off their game of playing lame, and they're going to have to do something. What do you do? That's going to be one of his top questions. Already the Latinos are coming over. Did you hear them shouting today? Viva El Trumpo. So I'll give you another quick tune, and then when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about the Donald and a few issues of the day. I got to find a nice tune for you. You want to hear a John Kerry song?
Johnny is a joker. He's a bird. A very funny joker. He's a bird, but when he jokes my honey, he's a dog. His joking ain't so funny. What a dog. Johnny is a joker that's trying to steal my baby. The bird dog. Johnny sings a love song like a bird. Sings the sweetest love song you ever heard. But when he thinks of my cow, what a howl. To me he does a wolf dog on the prowl. Johnny wants to fly away and put the love my baby. The bird dog. Hey bird dog, get away from my quail. Hey bird dog, you're on the wrong trail. Bird dog, you better leave my lovely dove alone. Hey bird dog, get away from my chick. Hey bird dog, you better get away quick. Bird dog, you better find a chick a little of your own. Johnny kissed the teacher,
and he's a bird.
He tiptoed up to reach her,
he's a bird.
Well, he's the teacher's pet now,
he's a dog.
What he wants, he can get now.
Well, what a dog.
He even made the teacher let him sit next to my baby.
He's a bird dog.
Hey bird dog, get away from my quail. Hey bird dog, you're on the wrong trail. Bird dog, you better leave my lovely dove alone. Hey bird dog, get away from my chick. Hey bird dog, you better get away quick. Bird dog, you better find a chick a little of your own.
Hey, the bird.
Okay. My wife bought me this book today, and I like the author. I have a book by the author who just came out with Clinton Cash. And he's also the author of Throw Them All Out. And that's the book I read. And you ought to see how much money John Kerry made when they had this insider trading. You know, you can go to jail if you're a Wall Street firm and you're caught doing inside trading. You know what inside trading is? They get word. Let's say just before Pfizer discovered Viagra, you got a tip that Pfizer was coming out with a drug that was going to revolutionize the sex life of Americans. And you knew that, and you were one of the few people. You got that tip from somebody on the inside. That's called insider trading. Now, if you go and capitalize on that as an inside trader and you get caught, you will go to jail and you'll be fined boku bucks. So they have outlawed inside trading. No Wall Street firm, no business firm can capitalize on inside information except the House and the Senate, because they passed the law for themselves that said, we're allowed to take advantage of inside trading tips. Now, what kind of tips could they get? The Air Force is buying a brand new plane, and they're going to buy X amount. That's insider. That's an inside tip, because they're on committees that approve certain budgets. They go out and buy the stock before it's announced. Denny Hastrick bought land on a highway he was about to legislate to be created, and he bought land. That's inside trade. I call it tradering. That's inside trading. Okay. So John Kerry, when they were putting together this healthcare package, he was buying and selling drug stocks, because he knew which drug companies were going to get the axe and which ones were going to get contracts. And he parlayed that into money, big money. And that's called inside trading. So the people got wise to it, and they raised holy hell. So the House and the Senate said, you know what? We're going to outlaw inside. We're going to take that legislation right off the books. We're not going to have inside trading anymore. And then they waited 30 days till Americans get Alzheimer's. And then they reinstated the law, and they're back to insider tradering. So this guy here has now got a book called Clinton Cash. And I'm just going to read. Let me see if it's on how big the back flap is. Okay. I'm going to read you the jacket flap. When Bill and Hillary Clinton left the White House, they owed millions in legal debt. Since then, they earned over $130 million. Isn't it time we asked how? Most people assume the Clintons amassed their considerable wealth through lucrative book deals and speaking gigs that sometimes paid as much as $500,000. Talking about lucrative book deals, she got, what did she get? $10 million for a book from Simon & Schuster? And I guarantee you, she did that book did not sell as many copies to cover that $10 million. That's a payoff. They threw those books. They gave those books away. They threw them in the garbage. They weren't interested in making money on the book. They were interested in making money on a senator from New York. So, and they were paid as much as $500,000 to $750,000. But who paid these fees and why? Often foreign businessmen and governments make the enormous payments, believing the Clintons would help advance their interests. As Peter Schweitzer reveals, the Clintons typically blur the lines between politics, philanthropy, and business. Consider the following. Bill flies into a third world country where he spends time in the company of a businessman described as a close personal friend. Introductions are made. A deal is struck, usually to exploit natural resources. such as uranium, oil, or timber, on a large and highly profitable scale. Soon after that, enormous contributions are made to the Clinton Foundation from those who benefited from the deal, while Bill is commissioned to deliver a series of highly paid speeches. Moreover, some of these deals require approval or review by the U.S. government and fall within the purview of a powerful senator and secretary of state. This scenario plays out again and again in Kazakhstan, Colombia, and other places at the Wild West fringe of global economy. Often the people involved are characters of a kind that an American ex-president, not to mention the spouse of a sitting senator, secretary of state, or presidential candidate, should have nothing to do with. That's another reason for Trump. He's smarter than stupid. In this blockbuster expose, Schweitzer reveals the mystery multi-million dollar foundation gift from an obscure Indian politician that coincided with Senator Clinton's reversal of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. How Secretary of State was involved in allowing the transfer, oh, this is a killer, man, of 50% of U.S. domestic uranium output to the Russian government, benefiting large donors to the Clinton Foundation. I got to tell you, if you Google Elk Hills oil reserves, the sale, you will see this type of tactic being used way back when Clinton and Gore sold off the naval oil reserves in Elk Hills. How multi-million dollar contracts for Haiti disaster relief were awarded to donors and friends of Hillary and Bill. How Bill received large payments for speeches from foreign businesses and governments with matters pending before the State Department. How the Clintons' joint visit to Colombia was followed by a grant of lucrative logging rights to a Canadian billionaire, stripping the land in Colombia for a Canadian billionaire, a top Clinton Foundation donor. How Bill received $2 million for speeches from the largest shareholder in the Keystone Pipeline project, even as Hillary played a role in approving it. Okay, so that's the gist of his book, Throw Them All Out. And every night I'll read a few pages. The first chapter is called Clinton Cash, or the book is called Clinton Cash. And at the first chapter is The Lincoln Bedroom Goes Global. Unbelievable. They are the art. They're not the art of the deal. They're the art of the steal. Donald Trump is the art of the deal. And and you heard him say what he's going to do in the Middle East. He's going to take all their oil. He's going to break them. I like creative guys. Okay, so my question tonight is, do you want another tune? Let's see. You like the Everly Brothers? Let's see what we got here. We'll do a dedication to pretty women. And it's not Roy Orbison.
This song goes out to...
We'll pass on that. And we'll do... We'll do a little Peppies. I think this is Swanee.
I've been away from you a long time. I never thought I'd miss you so. Somehow I feel your love is real. Near you I want to be. The birds are singing it is song time. The banjo's running soft and low. I know that you yearn for me too. Swanee, you're calling me. Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I'd give the world to be among the folks in D-I-X-I, even though my mammy's waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I get to that Swanee shore. I love the old folks at home, Swanee. How I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I give the world to be among the folks in D-I-X-I, even though my mammy's waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I get to that Swanee shore.
The latest breaking news tonight is the girl who runs the NAACP. It turns out that she's 100% white, and affirmative action worked for her. Well, now they're really trying to smear her, and they're saying she's bisexual. Well, I got to tell you something. I have no argument or no gripe against a woman who wants to ride a bicycle. I have no idea why people would make an issue of something like that. The same thing with the LGBT community. I can't stand it when people condemn the LGBT community. Who doesn't like a decent lettuce, bacon, and tomato sandwich? Okay, so having said that, who would you rather have negotiating with the Uraniums? I don't call them Iranians. I call them Uraniums. Hanoi John Bighead or El Trumpo? Who would the Uraniums want? You know who they'd want, right? Yeah, you got a couple of oil wells out there. I could hear Trump now. You got a couple of oil wells sitting off the shore. And you know what? We'll take Kish Island and Keshem. Give us Kish and Keshem, and you can keep those two oil wells. Oh, by the way, you can't have any more nukes. You got to shut it down. And if you don't shut it down, I'm going to cause an embargo. You won't be able to get a sturgeon out of the Caspian Sea. Okay, so who would you rather have negotiating with the Uraniums? Hanoi John Bighead or El Trumpo? There are two words that strike terror into the liver of communists. See, they don't have a heart, so you got to say it strikes terror into their liver. You're fired. And for the Uraniums, the two words that strike terror into their livers is you're on fire. The communists said Bush came for oil. Not really. El Trumpo will come for oil. He'll come for wells. He'll come for tankers. And he'll even take quartz. And he will get the Latino vote too. All he has to say is mucho mucho dinero vaya El Trumpo. Then another headline that popped up today was the IRS refuses to turn over convicting evidence on low-class learner. Everyone, including the janitor — this is an opinion piece by me — everyone involved, including the janitor, should be taken out in shackles and made to perform their due diligence in front of a judge and a jury while wearing orange jumpsuits. See how fast they work now. What they're doing is they've got, 7,000 documents, and they say they have to, even though they've gone through them, they have to go through them again. They're checking for duplicate documents. They don't want to send over any duplications. And they said they'll be finished in 2018. So they should all be taken to the courthouse in chains. Okay, so having said that, I also have a few draconian measures that I wanted to share with you. One, I'm against legalizing pot. As a matter of fact, I'm calling for the death penalty for first-time users. I know we're going to lose a lot of friends and relatives, but in about 3 weeks, that drug problem will be gone. And the drug problem is what's killing America. Did you see all the drugs they took out of one house? Where was the one house? In Tijuana? What was it? 90,000 kilos or something? It was like $44 million worth of weed. You had to, I don't know. The house must have been packed into the roof, to the rafters. It is really sad that we have that many junkies creating a demand. Oh, and by the way, bad news for Mexico. When Obama, the communist, saves Castro from going bankrupt. When Obama pays off the Communist Party's debt in Cuba, there's going to be bad news for Mexico because they're going to lose a lot of tourist trade. They, at least half will go to Havana. And they have drugs there too, so there'll be a price war. Yeah, Castro's a drug lord. Yeah, he did it all for the people. He took all their cigars, he took all their rum, he took all their sugar. He did it all for them. He's worth $670 million, and their idea of a Cuban fantasy in Cuba is a banana. But that's all going to change when the Americanos come in and buy everything on the cheap. Yeah, unbelievable. Who's worse? I don't know. So, what else are we going to do? In all future lawsuits, not only does the loser pay, but also his lawyer. And the same goes for convictions. If the loser's going to jail, the lawyer has to, there has to be time sharing. And in the case of the death penalty, they could go either way, alphabetical or the coin toss. And then you'll see a lot less cases. The caseload will be very light. Yeah, you think I'm defending you? What do you think, I'm crazy? You're a murderer. Okay. Here's one, the teachers in the seventh grade, and I think this was in California. You got to watch California. God's going to get California. They're going to get it all at once. It's going to come from the sea, from the sky, and from the earth. Teachers in the seventh grade teach there's no difference between, in the seventh grade, listen to this, there's no difference between boys and girls. And I saw a three-year-old coming home, a boy. A real masculine boy, you know, like the Luca Brasi described, may you have a son, a real masculine son in The Godfather. And I saw this three-year-old masculine boy, and he already knows he's a man. He tells everybody. And they sent him home from school with a girl's coloring book, how to color dresses and bathing suits and shoes. But that's not going to deter him. He's going to put football helmets on those girls. Oh, yes. Okay. So teachers in the seventh grade teach there is no difference between boys and girls. Too late, they saw the difference in the fifth grade hallways under the stairs. That's right. Fifth graders are already hip to sex. Oh, that's not in my school. How do you know? Oh, yes, boys and girls, there is a difference. Any teacher that lies to you is different also. You see, there are crazies and there are communists. Anyone who tells you there's no difference is either crazy or a communist. So you can teach this in the seventh grade, fifth grade. You can teach this in preschool. Kids should know about communism coming out to shoot. Yeah. Can you see the difference between daddy and mommy? Daddy's a little bit stronger and mommy is more soft and beautiful. Daddy likes different things like hunting, fishing, and ball games. Daddy wears work clothes and no perfume. If daddy wears perfume, he's either crazy or a communist. And daddy can't have a baby. He may look like he's having a baby, but that is either from beer or Cokes and Oreo cookies. Tune in tomorrow and we'll discuss the same-sex marriage, why we support the BLT community, and that's because boys and girls love bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwiches. One day, a boy and a girl will get married, hopefully in a church, and take the oath of allegiance before God, to love, honor, and obey in sickness and in health the debt that was part. And there's no lawyers in the wedding party. So, one day, a boy and a girl will get married when they reach the age of reason, which in the U.S. today is 29 to 35. So, having said that, we'll give you another tune, and then we'll see what the news of the day is. Let us do a little French tune. After all, the French did bankroll our revolution, and Louis XIV went broke doing it, and they cut his head off. They never trust a country that kills its patron saint, Joan of Arc.
J'ai toujours mon petit jardin secret qui est en moi et c'est très bien comme ça d'ailleurs.
What was the first year that we got hit at the World Trade Center under Clinton? 1993. And then 8 years later, Bin Laden came back and finished the job. And we're already 14 years into this war, which is going to last another 86, unless somebody does something about it. I feel sorry for all the vets. I feel sorry for everybody who served over there, only to be betrayed by this president who sold out their victory. And he did it deliberately to destroy your morale and your pride in your country. Just remember, the one who fought alongside you on either side of you was God. He was there with you. He was there with your buddies. He will be there for you forever. What you have done is you have saved the United States from being murdered in their beds. You are the magnificent 1% who protects, and 99% who have no idea what's going on. And for this, you have to carry PTSD for most of your life. Never forget, God knows what you did, and he loves you for it. And he is the merciful God. And he is the forgiving God. And he will be there for you when it is time to have an audience with him. So, having said that, Reuters has got a story. U.S. authorities have accused a New York City college student. This guy is not a New York City college student. The same thing when they say American citizens have been arrested killing Americans in the name of Allah. They are not American citizens. They might have a piece of paper like a dog, but they're not American citizens. The day they stepped over the border, the day they stepped over the final protective line and turned on this country, they were no longer citizens. They have no citizenship. They have a piece of paper that says they are. It means nothing. And they should be tried and executed. And you can close Gitmo because we ain't going to bring anybody off the battlefield. We're going to have what's called Operation Short Work. So this college student has been accused of plotting to set off a pressure cooker bomb in the city in support of the militant group Islamic State. Munther Omar Saleh, 20, was arrested early on Saturday morning after he and another man got out of their car and ran toward a surveillance vehicle that had been tracking their movements. According to documents filed in federal court, a defense lawyer for Saleh could not be identified on Tuesday. The other man who was also arrested was not named in the court documents. U.S. authorities have charged a number of so-called lone wolf plotters, and that's what ISIS has told them, to be lone wolves, in recent months, who have apparently been inspired by Islamic State, and authorities have said they are pursuing similar cases in all 50 states. A federal agent said in court papers that Saleh, a resident of New York City, the borough of Queens, spent hours online researching how to build a pressure cooker bomb and reading accounts of the deadly 2013 Boston Marathon bombing. In numerous online postings, Saleh expressed support for the Islamic State and at one point posted on Twitter, in an apparent reference to the militant group Al-Qaeda, "I fear AQ could be getting too moderate." And then he praised the massacre at Charlie Hebdo in France. A police officer observed the seller on successive dates in March on foot at the George Washington Bridge, which connects New Jersey and New York, seemingly looking around, the court papers said. The behavior prompted officers to interview Saleh, who denied sympathizing with Islamic State and granted them permission to examine his computer, authorities said. And then they found the Islamic State, the propaganda. Oh, these must be the bad Muslims, according to court filings. Sala is studying at a college that specializes in aeronautics. A complaint filed against Sala mentioned a third unnamed conspirator, but does not say an arrest has been made. A spokesman for the Brooklyn Attorney's Office has declined to comment. You're going to see more and more of that. Unbelievable. Really sad and sick. And that article was in the Huffington Post, who I don't trust. Her and Al Gore, they have the same modus operandi. Take advantage of people and build an empire. Okay, so having said that, we'll give you another tune. We're down to 13 minutes. And you want to hear a guy sing about, ask God why he's having a bad love life? Hear the organ? Get you right into church.
Answer me, Lord above, just what sin have I been guilty of? Tell me how I came to lose my love. Please answer me, O Lord. She was mine yesterday. I believe that love was here to stay. Won't you tell me where I've gone astray? Please answer me, O Lord. If she's happier without me, don't tell her I care. But if she still thinks about me, please let her hear my prayer. Let her know I've been true. Send her back so we can start anew. In my sorrow, may I turn to you. Please answer me, O Lord. I care. But if she still thinks about me, please let her hear my prayer. Let her know I've been true. Send her back so we can start anew. In my sorrow, may I turn to you. Please answer me, oh Lord.
That was the late great Frankie Lane. He was hard of hearing, so he didn't need a microphone. He was very loud. Did you know back in the 50s, 1 out of 5 songs had God in them? I could play your tunes all night long. Even the rock and roll songs had them. Devil or Angel. And You Saw Me Crying in the Chapel of Dreams. Everybody, Wedding Bells. This even goes back to the 40s. Wedding Bells are breaking up that old gang of mine. Yep. Americans used to be close to God, especially during World War II. The GIs used to say, there's no atheist in a foxhole. And there's no atheist in a plane that's having a flame out either. Yeah, when the pilot comes on and he's crying, there's a lot of praying. And guys, I was on a plane and I heard a guy say, if I get out of this, and he was an atheist, I said, who are you talking to? Unbelievable. Is hip-hop ruining the country? Are we being dumbed down? I don't know. But it seems like the music's gotten crappy. People can't sing. You look at some of them mutilate the Star Spangled Banner. It's unbelievable. I'm going to give you a little anonymous story. She's a Greek lady and she sings in English. Make the most of the time you have. You heard us say life is brief, and once the page is read, it's over. Okay, so where are we? And we had 13 people on a balcony in San Francisco that never should have been out on a balcony so small. It looked like it was a decoration balcony, and it collapsed, and they were like 40, 50 feet up. And they met a sad ending. I think five died and the rest were all injured. Really sad. And you got to be careful. You got to know your whereabouts. You know, when you go to a crowded nightclub, first thing you do is you check the exits. Make sure the doors aren't chained. Always look and know where the exits are. And if you're with your boys and a fight breaks out, there's only two places to be. Just before the fight breaks out. Near the ladies' room or at the exit door. And you got to be the first out the exit and the first into the ladies' room. So that when the girls come in, they'll fight off the guys that are trying to get to you. And then you can change clothes and leave. Okay. So we're going to do another tune. I saw one. This is from a World War II. The name of the tune is Back Home in Indiana. It's when every state had a favorite song that they could brag about their state. And this one I liked because this guy's got a real American accent.
Back home again in Indiana, and it seems that I can see the gleaming candlelight still shining bright through the sycamore. For me, the new moon sends all its fragrance through the fields I used to roam. When the moon is shining brightly on the war bands, I dream about my Indiana home. Fields I used to roam. When the moon is shining brightly on the Wabash, I miss my Indiana home.
Okay, we're back. Did you like that? Did you like that American accent? It sure beats when the moonlight shines on the Wabash. Okay, we're going to close with the Star Spangled Banner, and I'm going to thank all the guys who served from the beginning of time to today, to serve the United States and kept the oath of allegiance, just like the Pledge of Allegiance. And if I could only get under God in the Star Spangled Banner, that would make my day, and it definitely would upset the ACLU. So those who fell, and you here's something to think about. When you see people, and I saw a beautiful girl in a picture in a bikini, and she was running on the beach, and she was beautiful. She had long blonde hair and fine shape, and she was running on the beach. And you know what she was using for legs? She was using bananas. You know, she had for shoes. She had banana shoes. Her feet must have gotten blown off in Iraq or Afghanistan. And what a sacrifice she paid. And every time you see a guy, and thank you, Gary Sinise. Gary Sinise is for the troops 1,000%. And I hope he takes a look at the GIs that are rotting away in Fort Leavenworth on communist PC charges of premeditated murder on the battlefield. And what's really sad is those guys that are rotting away in jail, they have a wife with one or two kids, and his wife and one or two kids are living in poverty. They have no benefits. When he got cut off, and they got cut off, and they didn't commit any crime. And if you think the vets are getting treated bad, you got to see the families of these guys that are doing trumped up charges and jail time. And I hope Gary Sinise picks up a few of those guys, like Derek Miller, black sergeant, like Evan Baylor, a white sergeant who both served their country faithfully, and their only crime was they fired back. And we got to do something, and we got to help those families. If we can't get those guys out of jail, and I'm going to write Trump as soon as I can and tell him once he's president, he's got to pardon those guys or shorten their sentences. So having said that, and what else did I want to say? There's something going on in New York. Oh, it's Trump again. I want Trump to give the keys to the city to the 10th Mountain Division, who went all over the world to protect us, and not one slimy mayor ever gave him a cup of coffee or a thank you. We'll close with the Star Spangled Banner. There were 47 scratches in this vinyl record. The record was made by the original cast of World War II. Each scratch represents 8,000 Americans who died. And I started to say, these people on the prosthesis and the banana shoes, had they received those injuries in World War II, they never would have survived. So just remember their sacrifice and be glad it's not you that has to pay a price. You're part of the free ride generation. Listen to this ocean's roar. Stay strong, live long.